Blog Talk Radio. matter what I used to be. Say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs to you.
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Really soft demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.
Say this now. Every time I hear, you know, a long time ago they used to have an album. You know, you had a short version and had a long version of a song. Mm-hmm. But when you hear them sing that song, man, he started at each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sing their part. It tells me that they was grateful, and they came back and said, "Victory belongs to you." And they sung in their
mm-hmm.
own key. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm gonna tell you something, Reverend. This is gonna be like that one day. Every knee bow, and every tongue confess. I'm telling you, brother. Every knee gonna bow. You might not bow your knees right now. You might do what you want to, say what you want to, talk like you want to. My brothers, my sisters, even the best of us gonna have to hit that knee. Gonna have to hit that knee. And say, who is Lord? And he gave him time. So I'm going to say this, Reverend. Victory belongs to him. That's him and who. It ain't no, I'm talking about, it belongs to God. God gave Jesus us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He gave him to us. He gave him to us, man. And we lift him up and thank him for what he did for us. But it started. Started in the womb. He knew we're gonna go through some things in life, and going through some things in life. But never misunderstand. Victory belongs to God. Don't never let nobody tell you you did something so great that you don't thank God. All hell
right.
Else. Don't never. I don't care how good you sing. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you can holler. Never, ever lift yourself high. When we start lifting up the person to speak or sing or do something for the Lord higher than God, man, we finna start messing up. You know what I'm talking about? We didn't fell into idolatry. You know what I'm talking about? We didn't fell into something that we worship and something, and we don't even know it, man. That's why when we pray, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray, we ask God to forgive us for our sin. And sometimes, God, we do some sin. We don't even know we don't. Unintentionally, brother.
That's right.
We don't even know what we're doing. But victory belongs to God. I'm going to get out of the way, brother, but I want to say this here. From the bottom of my heart, that if you find yourself giving thanks to someone and higher than God, you know, stop and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Because you're the one talk to that person and gave me a job. You're the one allowed that person to open up the door to my home. You're the one. See, your home don't have to be a 50-room, you know, house. Your home should be a one-bedroom apartment. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it. You
can be like the most of them put and say, welcome. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, be thankful and, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And be content with God gives you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone, in every state, in every city, in every town, there's someone that's walking right now that don't have what you have. There's someone always worse. So give God the victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. And if it weren't for Jesus, hey, and God sent him here, my God, we'll be a messed up economy. Somebody say, it's messed up. No, bless me. It ain't that you might be messed up. I'm not claiming it. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you, Lord.
I love it. I love it because I've learned, I've learned how to live for the Lord. And I know when you do it, Reverend, at the end of the day, Reverend, we'll get to say one thing. Thank you, Jesus, for your son.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, God, for your son, because it was him.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Victory. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm glad about that victory. You know, in this what we call life, and the way we perform down here, our races down here. You know, we only victory is given to the one that comes in first. Oh, because of his God-given ability. But I'm so thankful that only God wants us to do is finish the race. Hallelujah. And we'll obtain victory. Thank you, Jesus. But victory right now belongs, hallelujah, to the one that was on the cross and said it's finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory belongs, hallelujah. And then he extends us to us this inheritance that if we hold on, we keep the faith. Oh, victory. 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 He was sure with us. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. And right now, it belongs to the one that was triumphant. It belongs, hallelujah, all glory, all praise, all honor, majesty, mighty counselor. It belongs to the one that was able, hallelujah, to endure the suffering that we could not endure. Hallelujah, he's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise, all that we can give unto him. He's worthy of that and so much more. But it needs to be established and not our doing, not because of ourselves, but it's because of him. We realize it is in him. We live, we move, we have our very being. Because of him, we're able to endure such things. We're able to have the faith because of him, because he spoke it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He spoke to whosoever will him. He did it in a broad thing. Whosoever will, let him come. Hallelujah. Then he made it personal and let us know in Romans 10 and 9 that if we confess. Oh, hallelujah. It was preordained, but if we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart to do and accept what he has done to live like he has done it. Oh, hallelujah. Put the old man away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By our actions, put the old man away. That God that raised Jesus up can also raise us up, bring us in a newness with him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Victory. Beautiful today. Victory. Victory, victory, victory.
Reverend,
yes, sir.
Reverend, they went around the room. They kept circling that wall, just kept circling it.
Mm-hmm.
And got down to the seventh time, and he blew their soul. He told them to praise him in advance, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Reverend, because victory. Now, understand this wall was 25 feet high and 25 feet thick, and you walk around because God told you to walk around it. Reverend, you better get in here. I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. You better get in here. Hey, Reverend, they walked around there expecting God's going to do something, brother.
But
after the first time, the second time, the third time, boy, I can imagine how you got to believe, man. It's going to take faith. Somebody on this phone right now, Reverend, have a wall that they can't climb. They ain't talking about no mountain. You know, the old songwriter said, Lord, give me the strength to climb. Let me tell you something, Reverend. God have some mountains and gates and valleys and things that we're going to go high and low. It's going to be on him to make it come down. He made that stuff to come down, remember? It came all the way down.
Sir.
They could be a walk across it. Don't tell me what God won't do.
Mm-hmm.
The victory belongs to him. last time you praised God? When the last time you truly praised God? Somebody had to make you pray. See, Reverend Henry is a praise worshiper from the heart. That's why when you hear him teaching and preaching, he will just exalt himself because he loved the Lord.
As he
conveyed God's word, he cannot resist himself saying, God, you've been so good to me. You know what I'm saying? And he exalted himself. And he's always said so much. He just took over by himself, just talking to him and the Lord because it get personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, where are you in your walk with the Lord? What he had to do personal with him. You know, I ain't mean to get in there, but I wanted to tell you, victory belongs to Jesus. Let me tell you something. It was
beautiful.
A time they praised God like they were living up Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. What you saying, Reverend? I know there's a Father, a Son, and the Holy Ghost. But there was a time Jesus had walked this earth, and God said, I don't want you to say no other God but me. He said, because I'm a jealous God. It was a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But now he allowed a little that go to his Son. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't tell me what God wants. God is an awesome God. He's been moving in our life. And watch this, brother. We need it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to tell you how we need him. I'm going to tell him how much we need him. Because I know for myself, I'm not the only one wake up in the morning, Monday through Friday, and trust me, Monday through Sunday, and don't call on his name. I wake up expecting him going to bless my brother and my sister.
I expect it.
I don't always wake up and say, Lord, bless me. I say, Lord, bless whoever we come and encounter with. Lord, there's some things going on in people's life, and they're so prideful, and they won't open their heart to you. We read something in the scripture. Oh, Reb, you should have got in there, Reb. We read in the scripture one day, and we read this scripture one day. He said, I'm tired of you coming to me renting your clothes. I want you to open your heart to me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of us that study the word know when they repent, they rent their clothes off, throw ashes on them, and ask God for forgiveness. God, I'm tired of that, Brother Eric. I'm tired of that, Brother Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You've been coming to me Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Saturday, Sunday. You've been coming to me that same thing. Enough is enough. River, you better get in here,
beautiful.
River, let me read it because I know you finna do something. Because I ain't got no sense. Let me do something. Let's do something right quick so River can get his voice, his singing voice, get ready. River, I must read this, Reverend. I just must read it, man. I got to read it, man. You know what your Bible says? Jeremiah was preaching one day, Brother Wayne. He was preaching, right? Jeremiah, chapter 7. Now, I'm telling you, nothing rehearsed. Jeremiah, chapter 7. I'm not going to read this. I'm going to get out of the way, Reverend. Look what it says. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Now, this Lord is Lord's camp, saying, stand in the gates of the Lord. House, proclaiming that this word and said, hear the word of the Lord, all ye Judeans that enter into these gates to worship the Lord. Reverend, you better get in here. He said, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. You know what he told us, Reverend? He said, amend your ways and your doings, and I will call you to dwell in this place. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to leave this long because I know I'm going somewhere. I shouldn't even start reading. Reverend, let me tell you something, Reverend. We ain't prayed. We ain't did this. Hey, Reverend, watch this, Reverend. Let me tell you something, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, God wants us to. There's a condition to follow the Lord. Everybody thinks you can live any kind of way, man. And serve the Lord. It's going to be fully. It's going to be someone that say this, I love him. I know yes, I messed up. I know I need to do better. Lord, I need you. And it was sincere. And let me tell you something. I guarantee you, if you're sincere in your prayer, God will hear you. But he said, I want you to mend your ways and your doing before you come to my house. And don't you know you are the temple of the Lord?
Yeah.
Don't you know you're the temple of the Lord? You are the church. You are the church. And when churches come together like this, when the churches come together like this, yeah, we pray for one another. Man, come on, real.
Beautiful.
I'm wrong. I'm dead wrong. I'm wrong.
No, you still all right?
No, come on.
You're
come on,
all right, sir.
I can keep on going, but yeah, hey Reverend, that song does something to me because Reverend, he brought me out of some mud.
I hear
this situation.
You. I hear you.
And I'm a very young man. He brought me out of some mud. I remember, I'm gonna say one thing. I remember my first day in the penitentiary. I'm not gonna never forget it, Doc. It was hot. Man. It was in the summer, man. And I was on the top bunk. You know what I'm talking about? And I was tired because that bus ride and everything, right? So I went to sleep, Reverend. And I heard some you know what I'm talking about? And I heard some every time he hit him, he was using profanity. He had a locker man in a sock. If he didn't hit this man by 40 times, man, you hear me? That's when I knew I was in reality. You hear me, man?
Mm-hmm.
It woke me. I couldn't be comfortable no more. Just laying there like that. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm telling you, man, everybody don't make it out there to the fashion, man. You hear me, man? I'm a tough guy. Everybody don't make it out that thing, man. Let me leave that alone. Come on, man. Please come on, man. I know you got something from your heart, man.
That's all right. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Oh, it's good that even we put ourselves into remembrance, hallelujah, for what God has brought us through. Hallelujah. Helps our faith. Our faith is strengthened because of our past. Our love is increased because of our victories in Jesus. Hallelujah. It helps us lift him up even more so because we realize it's not we ourselves, not of our doing, but we know that it had to be of God. Of God bringing us through, of God making a way, of God bringing us out of situations that he allowed us to enter into, that we may look unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best of men would think if they did not receive mercy from God. The best of us. Oh, and we realize it is because of his mercy. Oh, followed by his grace. Because of his, if justice would have been served, hallelujah. You know, our place is where we but be, but even this day, this morning, showed us another merited favor, another grace, another new mercy. This morning, we looked up on this day. We laid down in faith, hoping and expecting, but God, through his awesomeness, made it a reality. He made it a reality for some. Hallelujah. Oh, and some he even brought in to judgment. Hallelujah. And some he even brought into counsel. Some he called unto himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we just tell him, thank you, and have your way. Oh, therefore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God in heaven, we come in the humblest way that we know how, asking you, Lord, that you will forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Coming, Lord, to tell you that we do love you. And we're so thankful for what you have done this day, Father. We're so thankful for what you allowed us to assemble here this hour. We're so thankful, Father God, you allowed us to lift holy hands unto you, holy, holy hands unto you, to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you how you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Thank you for how you loved us better than we could ever love ourselves. Hallelujah. You've given us, Father God, another chance to be better for you, another chance to walk closer to you, another chance to take counsel of ourselves. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, that we'd be ever mindful to give your name the praise for what you have taught you, taught us, and how you have brought us, how you have kept us, how you have led us. We said thank you. Man, we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day, Father, our daily bread. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we ask this, Father God. Bless us, Lord. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank Amen. You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is already blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's already shown himself to be in the midst by putting us in remembrance at who the victory really belongs to. Oh, hallelujah. We'll find out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in this lesson today, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, I was inspired, hallelujah, listening to brother yesterday, you know, said that he was going through, Brother Randy said he was going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God put this on my heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is because of this that we go through. Hallelujah. I just want to inspire your heart this morning. 2 Corinthians 4, the chapter 1st verse tells us, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscience, in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Oh, great God. Listen here in verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. You notice the God is a small g in here. It's making the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not Christ Jesus the Lord in ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. Listen. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. This cause, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Oh, hallelujah. Victory. I know that was a lot of verses. From fourth chapter, the first through the seventh verse. Here the apostles labor with much diligence, sincerity, and faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to stand in the midst of adversity. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We have to stand. You're showing forth to God when you stand for his truth. Hallelujah. Because of what he has spoken and the seed has been planted in you, when you stand. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's tough to stand, and sometimes you feel like you're standing alone. But there's victory through this suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a suffering one. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The God who commanded the light, listen, shine out of darkness refers to creation. A shine, it shined in our hearts. It's in reference to redemption. Give the light a knowledge of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Though you look at the cross, it was much suffering, but it was for our sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he was born to die. Thank you, Jesus. But the best of us, the strongest of us, we would faint if we did not receive mercy from God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Though we're put in the fire, it seems like we're really going through. Hallelujah. But listen, there is a blessing and there is victory in this suffering. Hallelujah. It seems like we're fought on every side sometimes, but there is victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't faint because of what situation you are in, but give God the praise and the glory in spite of. Hallelujah. What it looks like, but thank him because we already have the victory. We have already one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, has helped us. And you know that God has helped you before. He'll help you again. He has helped us out of situations. We rely upon him. We trust in him because we know that he has helped us before, and we are confident that he'll help us again. When we were weak before, hallelujah, gave us strength that we could walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The apostle had faced this wicked design covered with fair and, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, deceitful, dishonesty. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you tell one lie, got to tell another lie to give that first lie support. But the truth, it remains the same. There's no need of change in the truth, only for it to be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Dishonesty, hallelujah. Hidden things, hallelujah. And God don't hide anything. He's able to pull the cover off that we try to hide. He's able to expose this craftiness. He's able, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's able to, and when they try to be so crafty in handling the word of God, trying to deceive the mixed truth with lies, oh Lord. But his manifestation of the truth, demanding ourselves to every man, he'll set up counsel within every man and woman. Hallelujah. In the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If it be hid, it's him that decided not to walk after God's way. But one thing about it, I love how the way he hides it. How is it that he hides it? Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad you asked me that. But verse 7 will tell you, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Oh, hallelujah. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not in us. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to our Father. Victory belongs to the family of Elohim. Victory, hallelujah. Verse 8 will tell you how frailty men can be. We are troubled on every side. Oh, hallelujah. Troubled. We are troubled. Troubled on every side. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We are troubled. Troubled. Troubled by life. Troubled even in our own temple. Troubled on every side. Yet not distressed. Troubled on every side is the man's part. Yet not distressed is God's part. We are perplexed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's man's part of it. But not in despair. That's God's part of it. It is a twofold thing. Persecuted. Hallelujah. Persecuted. Oh, picked out, picked on, oh, because of that hidden, oh, treasure that is within this earthen vessel, this temple that God has given us. Hallelujah. And God's boy, cast down, oh, hallelujah. God, boy, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Always daring about in the body the dying of Lord Jesus, hallelujah, the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Oh, hallelujah. For God that cannot die, not able to die, but he was wounded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he had to humble himself to my own creature. That he may, hallelujah, for a moment, hallelujah, step out of eternity into time, oh, hallelujah, that he might give of himself, hallelujah, to open a door, oh, that was shut because of sin. Oh, hallelujah, but he opened the door. He was able, hallelujah, because he was wounded. Before the foundation of the world, he was slain. Hallelujah. It gave him authority to open the door that was once closed, always bearing about in this body, in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Here's this thing, the way he worked it out. Hallelujah. That allows this treasure to be hidden in an earthly vessel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why we are troubled on every side. But the God part of us, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Oh, persecuted. Oh, hallelujah. The God part, but not forsaken, cast down, but the God part, not destroyed, always bearing about in the body. Oh, hallelujah. The dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we, thank Jesus, which live, are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Because born in sin and shapen in iniquity, that's why he created the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we was in a dying state, but he came to give life and to give liberty that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. He tells us, Paul talking to this, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to this Corinthian. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. For we live, for we which live are always dead, delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Oh, hallelujah. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, but life in you. hallelujah. Well, see, we was born into this thing, pilgrim, only to pass through. letting you know, we are living this life that we can live again, but we have to accept it. The death, the burial, and the resurrection, and live our life as so. Put away the old man and walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe. And therefore I have spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Thank you, Jesus. The apostles here greatly suffered, yet they met with wonderful support. Believers may be forsaken of their friends. We may be forsaken of our friends as well as persecuted, oh Lord, by our enemies. Oh, who that sound like accusing, always trying to pull you down. Oh, but God, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he has to forsake sin. He has to turn his back on sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Here. We have to know that he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, shall present us with you, O Lord, for your sakes, he tells them, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, be done to the glory of God. Victory. Victory belongs. This is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that you can give, hallelujah, unto God for our light affliction. Yeah, Paul tells us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man, it is renewed day by day. Oh, hallelujah, the inward man, the outward man is troubled on every side. But yet the inward man, hallelujah, is not. Oh, distress. The outward man, we are perplexed, but the inward man is not despair. Outward man is persecuted, but the inward man is not forsaken. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Cast down is the outward man, but the inward man is not destroyed. Oh, hallelujah. See how it works together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The outward man, hallelujah. Oh, what outwardly people see, and oh, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. That is why it is a necessity that the light that God has placed within this earthen vessel shine to show his glory. Shine to show his redemption. Shine to show his righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Knowing that he was raised up, the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus to present us with you. Hallelujah. If you work on yourself, you'll show you as a finished product. Oh, hallelujah. But all things are for your sake. The abundance, grace, might, through the thanksgiving, oh, Lord, of many. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Down to the glory of God. For which cause we thank, we thank not because of what he's put in us. Oh, but through our outward man, though it's perished, but that inward man, he's renewing it day by day for our light afflictions that we go through, but which is for a moment. Working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our light afflictions going through. And one thing I like about it is we're going through. Yay, though I walked through, though I was in a storm, but I went through. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I went through. Though it seemed like I was put down to the earth. Seemed like I'm stepped on. Seemed like I was being held back, but I'm going through. Hallelujah. It's all right being down sometime, but when you are down, try to turn over. If you feel like you're flat on your back, if you can turn over and get to your knees and pray about it. Or have a conversation with our God. Let the inward man talk to him. Not in words, but in deeds. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Show him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Show him that you love and the victory when troubled. Oh, hallelujah. Yet you're not distressed. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, oh great God, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Faith. Faith. Hallelujah. While we look not at the things, don't look at the things that are seen. But they are for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But at the things which are not seen. Hallelujah. It's easier to see wickedness and trouble all around us than before. But look at what the strength of God has put in you. That the world, hallelujah, looks over. But you can make it be seen by letting your light so shine before me. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine. Hallelujah. So they can see that treasure that's hidden in that earthen vessel. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Oh, hallelujah. For the things which are seen are temporal. Hallelujah. But the things that are not seen, oh, hallelujah, are eternal. Oh, hallelujah. The things that are not seen. Oh, hallelujah. Faith can change it. Form. Hallelujah. When you move in faith, when you walk in hallelujah, the change in soul form, it'll become that you have been hoping for. Hallelujah. 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 When you live in a way, hallelujah, that you're just a pilgrim passing through. Help whom you can. Lift up whom you can. Encourage whom you can. Hallelujah. Bring some along the way. Save whom you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And keep on pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Hallelujah. Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. When you've done all you can, stand. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are temporal things. Oh, hallelujah. But the things that are seen are temporal, excuse me. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Build your hope on things eternal and hold the God's unchanging hand. Hold on. If the way seems dark, hold on. Faith is weary, hold on. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, these heavy burdens, these light afflictions, they'll soon pass over. Hallelujah. Keep the faith and hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on. And to those that are holding on. Oh, hallelujah. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. And I guarantee God will show you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will show you. Hallelujah. How beneficial it is to keep the faith and not go in the towel. God will show you and reward you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For these light afflictions. They're for a moment. But eternal. Oh, hallelujah. Eternal. Eternal. See, we're striving for an eternal. We're hoping for an eternal. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that hope don't change. Oh, hallelujah. That you're hoping for, you're going to get. Victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you suffer, oh, thank God. Oh, the victory through this suffering. Oh, it's a blessing to count worthy to go through something. God won't put more on you than you are able to bear. But if he allows you to suffer, thank him. Because he believes that you're going to hold on. You're going to go through. It's not going to overtake you. Hallelujah. Though some tests you may not pass. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but God can show you. Hallelujah. And even in your failures, hallelujah, still come unto him. Even in, oh, hallelujah, if you think you fell short, oh, come unto him. He's necessary and he's needful. Oh, hallelujah. He will make a way out of no way. Let him bless you today. Let him keep you today. Let him hold you today. Let him, if you are weak, allow him to give you strength on today. Hallelujah. And it tells us, unto him this benediction, able to keep you from falling. Oh, hallelujah. He's able to keep you from falling, to keep you. Isn't that wonderful to know that he's able to keep you from falling and to present you? Hallelujah. 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 How many of us want to be presented? Oh, hallelujah. With exceeding joy. but I'm glad he's able to keep us. Hallelujah. From falling. Oh, but he's want to do this. He want to present us and keep us. He want to do it with joy. Hallelujah. Oh, one beautiful thing about it, victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to God. Victory belongs. Hallelujah. 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 And it can belong to you as well, because with God, we can make it. with the mercy and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the only wise God, our Savior. Oh, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Oh, now, hallelujah, and forever. Oh, hallelujah, victory. Oh, hallelujah, victory. Belongs to thee, amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is what I have, oh, for you today. God bless you, and God keep your ears up. Well, victory. Hallelujah. Belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I hear you, Amy. Thank you. Forever. Hello. Hey. Hallelujah. Forever. Hello. Hallelujah. Forever. Hello. He who was prepared for the very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, forever. Hello. 2 Corinthians 4, hallelujah. 16, hallelujah. Also 5 and 8. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read that again. 2 Corinthians 5 and 5 says, he who had prepared us for the very thing is God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He who has prepared us for the very thing, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, is God. who also has given you, Jesus. He also has given us the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give him praise. Heaven will be a forever. Hello. Yeah, I hear you. Oh, howdy, howdy. Now we see Jesus in the Bible, but then face to face. Oh, hallelujah. We study Jesus. Hallelujah. Faith and oh, we worship, hallelujah, but we're going to see him face to face. Thank you, Lord, forever. Hello. All safe, all well, she gives us as well. The hope of Jesus shines brightly even on our darkest day. Thank you, Lord, as we look out upon the horizon of our problems, we may not despair. May we have hope through the certainty of our faith in the one man, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, our God and Savior. All is well then. All is well. Thank you, Lord. All is well. Praise the Lord. Dying for others. Oh, I hear you. Work it out, Lord. Dying for others. God ultimately sacrificed for us, motivate us to sacrifice ourselves for others. Hallelujah. He gave that we might give. He gave that we might live and give. He gave. Oh, freely. Freely. With Christ ultimately sacrificed for us, motivates us to sacrifice ourselves for others. God bless you. Be prepared to suffer for me. Be prepared, be prepared, be prepared to suffer for me. When suffering strikes, remember that I am sovereign and that I can bring good out of everything. Oh, I hear you. Yes, you can. Be prepared to suffer for me, he said. But when suffering strikes, remember that I am sovereign and that I can bring good out of everything. Thank you, Jesus. Work it out, Lord. Oh, she gave us forever hello. Then she also gave us all safe, all well. Then she also gave us dying for others. Oh, hallelujah. Then be prepared. Thank you, Lord, for suffering. Oh, be prepared to suffer for him. I know if I suffer with him, I reign with him. I know that if I am perplexed, hallelujah, I know I am not in despair. If I am in the suffering, I know if I'm persecuted, I know I won't be forsaken. I know if I'm cast down, I know that I'm not destroyed. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is our lesson. This is our worship to God. This is our praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If there be a pusher of the one button, if there be someone wants prayer, there be someone want to add to or chime in or do like we used to do in Sunday school. This is what I got out the lesson today, or this how I saw it, or this what was given to me. Oh, hallelujah. Bless God. He'll bless you back in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
His Holy Spirit.
Thank God. Getting ready to go to work. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to work, but Reverend, I appreciate that message. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many times we search for gold, we search for the treasure on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about people traveling from far away to go to California, you know. They said that there's gold in them hills. You know, they said there's gold in them hills. But it reminded me on a hill far away. That's where the people was. Still
yes,
an old rugged cross.
Sir,
yes. That's where the real gold is.
Mm-hmm.
We have a treasure in earthen vessels. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I thank you for that lesson. I thank you for that love. I'm headed to work. Praying for you guys. Pray for me and my safe travels.
In the name of Jesus, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank God always for the word, man, like Brother Darrell said. We thank God for the morning worship and coming together
thank
hearing
you,
God's word and let the Spirit move. Thank you for cousin Amy, sister.
Praise the Lord.
Martha. Hey, Martha.
Thank
you for the things she brings to the table as well. You know, we just thank you for the word, how it went forward, man. I would
thank
ask
you,
strengthen this, the messenger, you know.
Yeah.
What do you say, Brother Joe? That's you, Joe?
Good morning, brothers. Yeah, it's me.
Good morning.
First, give God all the praises to his son, Jesus Christ. And great word this morning, brothers, Reverend Henry. And
praise
I love
Lord.
You guys. And just keep instilling what you're doing, my brothers.
God bless you, Jesus.
It's a beautiful thing to be able to get up every morning and get a good word of the Lord. To start today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I pray for y'all, pray with y'all, and to keep God just keep instilling the good works that y'all are doing on this show.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you, and I'm out y'all way.
Mm-hmm. Bless you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, Lord. That's it, man. That's what it's about, Rev. You know, it's about encouraging and lifting others up, you know. And then also, we've been guilty of just having church. You know, talking about, you're going to get mad because we having church. You have that problem, you know, talking about, because we never said, Well, I said, we never said nobody. If you don't believe in God, if you, because there's gonna be some people come on here sometimes have struggling with the walk with God. They believe in God, but the struggle with the walk. So the door is always open for repentance. But the door is always open for if you want to make Him your Lord and Savior. We're here to pray with you. We're here to pray with you in your any situation you're going through, because we believe that when there's two or three touch and agree in His name, God will hear, and He will be in the midst. So we just believe in that, and we thank God for the strength He gave you, Reb, as He keeps strengthening you and along this Christian journey, man, you know, because we need it, man.
Yeah.
At such a time like this, and we thank God for always being a good, willing servant of Him, you know. Keep being usable in His service. They used to say, use me, Lord, in thou service.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, sir.
And we just want God to be lifted up in everything we do. So thank you, brother. Thank the word. The word has been preached and teach over 2021 years. All we're doing is trying to keep you reminded of it, that you know that He's the King and He's worthy to be praised. When the last time you lift Him up, what do you got to do for you to lift Him up?
The Lord.
So we ask God to bless this morning. Bless Reverend and bless the listeners. And we'd like to bless the listeners that have come out faithful all the time and hang in there with us, you know, because we do know that truthfully a lot of people can't stand too much of the preaching and talking we've been so program, you know, to my, but I know we had to do everything in decent and order, you know. But we thank God for you, Reverend. No one hit the one button. You know, if you could pray for everyone that's listening, Lord, and pray for all the ones that are sick and shut in, and pray for the ones that just have a beautiful day today, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God today. Thank Him today. Thank Him. Oh, that victory. Thank you, Lord. That was a blessing to my heart. Victory. Victory. It's good that we remember. Thank you, Jesus. You know, don't get so caught up. Don't get so caught up in the world and the affairs of the world, but know that victory. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, victory. Oh, hallelujah. If you can fix it, you would have been able to fix it, but give it to Jesus. Victory. It belongs to Him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And you're His child. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, surrender unto Him and just let Him have His way. It is a prayer, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, just thanking you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for how you allowed us, to have a treasure in these earthen vessels of ours. Bless us, Father God, to use that treasury that we have, Father God, that valuable thing that you put down on the inside. Bless us to gain strength from it and make the inward man stronger. Hallelujah. That we may be more pleasing in thy sight, the inward man to become more stronger, that we can do more walking instead of falling, Father God. The inward man to become just what you would have it to be, that we can easily and freely say, not our will, Lord, but thine will be done, Father God. When things would but perplex us, when people would persecute us, Father God, not my will, Father, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. And to you, hallelujah, dominion and power, hallelujah. And to you, O Lord, majesty, glory, and honor to you, O Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for this assembly on today. Thank you, Father God, for everyone that called, come in, encouraged, stood by, prayed, send in scriptures. We thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for all things that work together for the good. Hallelujah. Of them. Hallelujah. For the good, for we all work together if we love one another, lift up one another, continue to hold up the blood-stained banner. Father God, will be ever mindful to give your name the praise. But it is because of you and how you taught us, brought us, led us, kept us, strengthened us. It is because of you, how when we was weak, you made us strong. It is because of you, Father. We say thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, Father God. And bless us, Father God, as we go. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we go, we finish the day. Let it be a day, Father God, that's pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name, protect us on our job. Rest those with traveling grace. Make it to the destination safely, Father God. Oh, Father God, bless every prayer request, Father, that is on the minds of your people, your children. Read the hearts, the minds, and to be thy will, answer, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are somebody's are waiting on healing. Oh, we ask that you heal in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us learn the lesson that you're trying to teach us through this, that we call this COVID, this coronavirus. Oh, hallelujah. COVID-19, this Delta. Oh, Father God, speak. Hallelujah. Speak, Father God, that men would be healed. Speak, Father God, that those that you will call unto yourself, and speak, Father God, those that's not walking the way they should walk, speak, God, bring them back into the fold. One may have went astray. Come on back, Father. Hallelujah. Bless them to come on back. Bless us to live in a way that we would draw men unto you, Father God. Bless us, those that are strong. Bless us. To be even become stronger, Father God, that we may show you that we love you. Help us with our love for you. Help us with our love for one another. Bless us to be all that you would have us to be, Father. We ask this in the name of Jesus, Father God. But we want to say thank you for what you have already done, Father. Thank you, Father God, for our old lives that you already blessed. We thank you, Father God. Oh, storms, we even thank you. For trials and tribulations, we thank you, Father God. For we know it's working for our good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some wouldn't pray unless they had trouble. But we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the good, as we call it. Thank you for the bad, as we call it. We just say thank you, Lord. And we love you. But bless us, Father, to be the vessel that you have us to be. Bless us to be the servant that you would have us to be, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we do ask this, Father. And we ask that you have your way and let your will be done, Father. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless, Father God, those that you have put in place and set in order. Oh, the pastors, preachers, rulers, teachers, give them, Father God, the things that they need to show a dying world that you yet live. And it's not because of us, but it's because of you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer, oh, Lord. We ask that you grant us thy peace, oh, serenity, oh, liberty. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, God, Reverend, I know we prayed and everything, and we lift this Lord up, and you know, be remiss in, you know, because that's what the ministry about, you know. Brother D had hit the button soon as you start getting into your prayer, you know. Yeah, you know.
Yes, sir.
Maybe he might want to bless us with a word of encouragement before we get on off of here, you know.
Amen. God bless.
Yeah, you know, we just thank God for the opportunity, because this might be our last day, you know, that we ever meet again. You know, we thank you for your prayers, you know. Brother D, you open if you want to say something before we get out of here, you know. Yeah.
Behind a amen, amen. Behind a prayer like that, my brother, what do you say? Other than just tell God, thank you. Behind a prayer like that, you just tell God, thank you. Be glad that you can be part of the service. You know, I chose to close my big mouth in essence of hoping that more will come out to give God the praise. They'll get tired of hearing the same voice every day. It looks like I'm going to have to come back and push much harder. It's a shame that man will sit out on God. You know, I had a guest speaker on our service here a few weeks ago from my hometown. And his subject was, don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Aren't you glad he didn't give up on you? Yeah, I heard Rev say this morning, Rev say that he was born to die. We as Christian believers and God-fearing men and women, we should really look at that. And we should dissect that, sisters and brothers, because Rev said he was born to die. See, you wasn't born to die. I wasn't born to die. We wasn't created to die. We chose to bring death by way of sin. But he was born to die for our sin. Ain't that something?
My.
Man would be born. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Ain't that
something that a man born of a woman would be born to die for mankind? I heard Real said this morning, my heart lit up when he said he was born, brother, to die. Don't you like? And you know, when you think about that, it should really just show you just how much the Lord loves you. He loves you just that much. Don't sit out on him, sisters and brothers. Don't give up on God. I say all the time, the horn button should be ringing. It really should be ringing off the hinge. Just when Reverend Eric asks if there anyone that have something to say. If I couldn't say a word to somebody, so I could just wave my hand, man should just hit the button if he couldn't do nothing else, just to tell God, I thank you. If you couldn't say nothing else, you have heard the word this morning, the unadulterated word of truth.
Thank you, Lord.
And when you hear, you should tell God, thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for leaving your word, as Brother Tim said, on record for us. That we would have a way back. And I truly just tell God, thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent my two brothers a song last night, and I don't know who cried the most, her or me. It was so touching. He said, she said, give me you, Lord. Give me you. Ain't that something? And you know, when you think about it, Romero, when you think about it, you ask God to give me you, and then he do just what you ask him to do.
Yes, Lord.
Give me you. Ain't that something?
Oh, yes.
That's something else. Give me you. Thank God. I thank God for the word. I truly thank God for giving you brothers the strength, the courage to keep doing what you're doing. As Real said, holding up the bloodstained banner to keep pressing on to a higher calling. God has an appointed time that he's going to wrap this thing up.
Yes, sir.
All I can tell a man is, will you be ready?
Will you be ready?
I choose to be like the songwriter said, give me you, Lord. Give me you.
Thank you.
May I pray that you all pray my strength in the Lord, that we will keep pushing on. And for the Lord's will, we'll see each other at the same appointed time tomorrow, my brothers.
Pray to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, son, give me you.
Thank you, Lord.
There was a woman in the service.
There was a woman in the service that was speaking in other tongues, praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling. Let the Spirit have his way. You'll feel better tomorrow than you feel today. About. I know that feeling.
Oh, God.
They try to put your hands down, but your feet start moving. I know that feeling. You try to hold your feet, but your hands go up. I know that feeling. It overflows. Then they say this, overflows.